Tell us a little bit about Andy's Man Club.
So Andy's Man Club was started in 2016 by a gentleman called Luke Ambler and his mother-in-law, Elaine. So they unfortunately lost their brother-in-law and son, respectively, to suicide. He was 23 years old. That gentleman's name was Andy, and that's where Andy's Man Club was born.
Ah, fantastic. So there's going to be people listening now, right, that are having a dark day. OK, and there are times, well, I've heard this in the past, that men's mental health gets pushed under the carpet because all men are strong, all men are out there and they can face the world, but sometimes it's good to talk and open up about their feelings.
100%, and that's exactly what we're about. Some guys feel that they can't talk to their mates about things because they don't want to face the repercussions. Some guys don't want to trouble their family with what's going on inside their head. So that's what we do. We provide a safe space for guys to come along and offload, get it all off their chest, because that's much more preferable than doing the worst.
There are people who will be listening now thinking this is fantastic, that there's somebody, if you like, standing up for men's mental health.
Absolutely.
Okay. Tell us about why you are involved with Andy's Man Club.
So me personally, my story goes back to December 21. So just before Christmas, my 17-year-old brother unfortunately died by suicide. He died by his own hand. And I couldn't talk to my family about it. They were grieving too. I had to sort of be the rock at the time. So I couldn't talk at work. I work in mental health, so not appropriate at all for me to take that into work. So I needed a safe space. I needed somewhere to go and offload about how I was feeling about losing Sean. So I just went online. I did a Google search, and two or three down, I just typed in suicide bereavement support. Two or three results down, Andy's Man Club. What's that about then? So I clicked on the link, and at the time, the local club over in Gosport met four doors down from my front door. So for me, that was fate. I had to go along.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it alone. I had to drag my older brother and my dad with me because I was just so nervous. And I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I walked through that door, because now we're talking over 2 years down the line. I've seen the benefit it's had for me to be able to be free and talk about anything and everything. And since that day, I've been invited to be a facilitator. I now am the lead facilitator over at the Gosport Club, which is one of the top 10 largest countries by largest clubs by attendees in the whole of the UK. So I'm really proud that that's a huge part of my identity and I get to give back.
Obviously, men's mental health, there's going to be, like we said, people are standing, maybe working right now at their bench, and they're listening to this going, it's difficult for a guy to open up.
Yes.
Okay, we've already said that they're not going to be alone. But one thing is for sure, making that first step, going along, once you've made that first step, it is the biggest step you could make going along to get support.
100%. And this is part of the stigma we're trying to break down, is that guys just give up trying to talk. You know, the vast majority of guys don't want to trouble people. Well, you're going to walk into a room full of people that have done that for the first time. They've walked through that door the first time. They know how uncomfortable it can be. But I can guarantee you, in any of the 180 plus Andy's Man Clubs around the UK, you will walk through that door to a room full of men that are non-judgmental. There's no pressure to talk your first few nights, or at all. If you don't want to, you can just come and enjoy a free cuppa. You do what you please. But you're going to be welcomed into that room. As soon as you're over that threshold, one of the facilitator team will grab you, get you upstairs, get you a coffee, get you some biscuits. Some clubs even do cake, so you'll get a nice
okay.
little nibble.
but I know it sounds silly. We can laugh and joke about it, okay?
Yeah.
So you go along and you get a slice of cake, you get biscuits, you get a cup of tea. Lovely. But you're going to get so much more, because you are going to get somebody who's going to sit down with you and understand the reason why you are there. Because as a man in a family, you are the head of the household. And you can see everything else that is going on around you, with your family, with your wife, with your son, with your daughters, with all the relations. And you've got to be the rock. And sometimes you just can't let your guard down for your family. So this is the perfect safe space for you to go and to be able to open up.
That's
and you
it.
Can laugh and joke and say, OK, you get a cup of tea and a slice of cake, you will get 100 times more.
Yep, and it's not just one guy that's going to be with you. You're going to be in a room full of men that understand. You know,
all in exactly the same situation.
Precisely. You know, we've all got our own individual stories. You know, everyone's story is unique, but they're often quite similar in terms of how it makes you feel. So it could be absolutely anything. You know, you might have been bereaved by suicide. You might have been affected by suicide in some way. It could be a mental health issue, depression, anxiety, anything. But you're going to be in a room full of men that you'll look around the room as you talk, and there'll be at least five guys in your little circle nodding along and getting what you're saying, because that's it. And that's what we do. Everything resonates, and it's about sharing experiences and realising that you're not alone.
I know I spoke to somebody, I did an interview back last year, and one of the things that I remember sticking in my mind was the person saying sometimes you go along to a support group and you don't actually know what to say, because you know what's going on in your mind, but it's expressing it. So going along and sitting down and chatting to somebody who's been in exactly the same situation, you don't necessarily have to tell them, because they know what's going through your mind.
They can see it in your face. They can see it in your expression. But the beauty of the club is we pass a ball around. It sounds a bit cliche and a bit twee, but we pass a sponge ball around. If you've got the ball, you're in control. You can take your time. No one's going to interrupt you. No one's going to put pressure on you to talk. It's your time with that ball, and no one's going to stop you either. You go as long as you need to. It's that simple. So if you are struggling to express yourself in words, just sit and squeeze the ball and have a cry. There's tears every night, every Monday night at clubs all over the place. It's, you know, there's no shame in being like that. And that's part of the stigma we're trying to break. But take your time with it. It's, some guys come for 8, 9, 10 weeks and they don't say a word. They just pass the ball on. That's absolutely fine. You're under no pressure.
But you've got the support of those around you.
Precisely.
Just going back to when you first joined, obviously, it was obviously a breath of fresh air for you. How did your family respond?
So we do say Andy's Man Club isn't for everyone. For my dad, my older brother, it wasn't for them, for their own reasons, which is totally understandable. For me, I needed to keep this up because I needed to make it part of my routine and part of my mental health recovery. Yep. I've had mental health issues in the past, so for me it was great. But it's not for everybody, and it's really important to say that. But what we do also add to that is, if you don't try, you don't know what you might tap into. So just walk 100%. Through the door.
Unless you give it a try, you don't know it's not for you.
Exactly.
At the end of the day. Now, you do meet 7 o'clock on a Monday night,
right.
Except bank holidays. And so even if you thought, you know what, I might just turn up and see what it's like, you would still feel quite welcome. You
absolutely
don't have to contact before the day.
No, not at all. There's no referrals. You just turn up. This is the beauty at the moment. Obviously, mental health's at the forefront at the moment. So we're actually finding that GPs are referring to us as a stopgap as such.
Yep.
So there's a waiting list to see a therapist. Your GP nowadays around the Hampshire area, they're going to start referring you to one of your local Andy's Man Clubs. We've got 5 in Hampshire at the moment.
Yep.
We're about to open Fareham on the 15th of April as well, so there's more coming. But yeah, they're referring to us now because we're a stopgap, and we're finding that the guys are coming as a stopgap, then they're going to their therapist, but they continue to come on a Monday night because they get so much out of it.
And that speaks absolute volumes.
Absolutely.
Now, if you're thinking, I would like to be involved, I'd like to find out more, or possibly thinking, I'd love to be involved with Andy's Man Club, I feel I've got something to offer, you are going to be at Comic-Con in just a few weeks' time.
We are, yes. Yeah, we'll be there on the Saturday and Sunday.
So if somebody would like to go along and think, OK, yeah, I've got something I could certainly offer to this charity, they can come along, meet you, and maybe even if they're in a position where they want to talk to somebody, there'll be people to talk to there.
100%, yeah, and please do come over and see us. We're going to have a big black gazebo posted outside. You'll see the flags, you won't miss it. You'll have a big Andy's Man Club sign and a big It's OK to Talk hashtag as well. So please do come down, whether you're either side of that. It's, you know, if you want to network and come and tell us what you can help us with, what can we help you with, or more importantly, if you're that one man out there that really, really needs something, something unique and something different, just come over, we'll have a chat with you.
And there is absolutely no stigma. Let's get rid of that stigma where people say, oh, you need help. Listen, everybody in this world needs help at some point. And the fact that Comic-Con are behind you, okay, and supporting you, it just goes to show the community spirit that we've got. I know our very own Mr. John Brown is going to be catching up with you at Comic-Con. Is it? I've got John in the studio. John, please just tell me very quickly, are you going to be? Is it both days, Saturday and Sunday?
I think it's the...
So on the Saturday.
It is the Saturday.
It is the Saturday. Yeah.
So we're going to be on the Speaker's Corner stage, which is the Express FM stage at Portsmouth Comic-Con. And Jamie and I are going to have a chat on that stage on the Saturday, so do come and join us. So if you've got any questions and you're not quite sure about approaching anyone, do you know what I mean, right? Yep. Now maybe just come sit in the audience and see what we're about, and then maybe make a decision from there. But yeah, portsmouthcomiccon.com to get tickets. Just one of the many amazing things that happened that weekend.
But it just goes to show, John, that Comic Con is one of the biggest comic cons now in the UK, which is here in Portsmouth.
Yeah, for sure.
And at the end of the day, Comic Con Portsmouth is supporting a fantastic charity, which possibly would have gone unnoticed on other days.
Yeah, and also I think it all stems back to Portsmouth Comic Con being community focused,
100%,
family focused,
100%.
You know, and it's important, and I think you're right. We do need to break stigmas. We do need to spread the word, and that's one of the things that Jamie and I will be talking about on the panel on the Saturday.
Fantastic. John, thank you very much indeed. Jamie, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Ian.
I really appreciate you being open with the conversation this morning. If we can help just one person across the great waterfront city, then this morning's conversation has been more than worthwhile.
That's all.
If you would like some information, it's andysmanclub.co.uk. That's andysmanclub.co.uk. Jamie, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you.